2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, we've been chatting about it briefly all morning, but have you heard of bird theory? Because it's one of the many relationship trends on social media. But should we be treating relationships like the ice bucket challenge? And does curated content make for a healthy relationship? Well, psychosexual and relationship therapist Dr. Aoife Drury joins us now to talk about it. You're very welcome to the show, Aoife.
Thank you, Laura. Thanks for having me.
You are more than welcome, because we need to pick your brain about everything that's going on here. A lot of people might have seen the bird theory trend on TikTok, but if they haven't, can you explain it to them, please?
Yeah, and as I was saying to you before we started, that I hadn't seen it because I'm not on TikTok. One of the few people who are not on TikTok, but I am on Instagram. Yeah. So I have done my research. And ultimately, my understanding of it is that it's a really simple question that is asked by one partner to another, which is, it's a statement more so than actually a question, which is, I saw a bird today. And depending on how the partner reacts, that seems to be almost a litmus test.
Yes.
On how much they care about you. That's my understanding.
We'll dive into that a little bit more and your thoughts on it. But where does this all come from? Is it just another social media trend and it's for likes and clicks and views?
I think for me, one of the struggles I have is the word theory.
Yeah.
Because it's not based on any theory. A theory comes from a foundation of knowledge of some form that's been researched. Okay. And actually, this has been curated, I believe, from Julie and John Gottman are researchers, and they have a phenomenal amount of research behind them. They have an institute in the States and they train therapists. Mm-hmm. And so they have a part of their research called BIDS, which is the idea that us as couples and in relationships generally, that we're kind of constantly looking for ways to connect with the person.
Yeah.
And so I believe this has almost been taken and gentrified into social media world by utilising something that's so simple, like a bird, because,
and
there's right there all the time.
The theory of this, and I hate to use that word again, is that if I said to my other half when I came home from work, I saw a bird today, I have to look out for what their reaction is.
Yeah.
So, you know, apparently you want them to say, what kind of bird? You know, where did you see the bird? Or what? Or to say anything. I just know if I came home and said I saw a bird today, I'd be like, okay, cool. Let me move on from it. The same way I don't even think I'd reply to him if he said that. I'd be like, this is a bizarre conversation. It feels like it's come from nowhere. But do you feel like social media kind of encourages our tendency to compare ourselves to others?
Absolutely. I think it's this idea of the highlight reel of people's lives, and that we're measuring ourselves against this made up barometer, because the barometer is our subjective experience. It's not the reality of what's happening. Sometimes I like to think of it as like all of our lives are stories. They're like movies that we have or a book that we have. And so what you're getting on social media is the edited trailer of that movie and what this person wants to show of their life.
Yeah.
And so you're filling in the blanks. And depending on what's happening in your life or your life experiences or what's been going on for you, your blanks might be quite loaded and not be based on reality. And we don't have a nervous system that's set up for these quick fire moments of trying to determine the kind of critical thinking, I suppose, of what the reality is.
It's hard for everyone as well when you're looking at these things and you are seeing the great parts of it, but also you're missing so much. You're missing the grey area, you know, that's not the black and white that you will see being put up. And the nuance. The nuance is so important for a lot of these conversations.
Absolutely.
Why do some people say that trends like bird theory can lead to people being treated like a prop by their partners?
Well, I think this is one of my other difficulties with it, which is it can be quite manipulative. It's this idea of we're judging somebody and we're assessing somebody on their response.
Yeah.
Rather than an authentic conversation with taking in the whole context of the relationship and not just this snippet of moment. So I'm imagining if partners who most of the time are not aware that they're being filmed, so it's without their consent, are being questioned, really, because it's not about authentically wanting to know if they care. It's about being questioned as to whether they care. So they're being assessed and audited on a very like neutral statement.
Yeah, exactly that. It is so neutral. I think as well, when you see all of these videos, that it's incredibly hard because you've no idea what time of the day it is, like what's happening, what the conversation has been leading up to it. And they generally only come to the feed if they're really bad and people know they're going to get a reaction off it. I think as well, a lot of what I've seen lately is like reaction videos, stuff like this, being like, don't put this up online unless you want everyone to say, dump him, dump her, get rid, get out. And push your other half. It's not you. You're putting your other half on the firing line of public opinion. And that can be really hard to come back out of as well.
And I think that's where it kind of leaves people very in a very vulnerable position. But my understanding is that the majority of people who post these up are doing it with an intentionality as to what the audience is going to decipher from that moment.
So as long as both parties are kind of in on it nearly, all right, you're posting it and you're kind of fine and that's grand. That's fine. That all lives on the internet. To bring this into your everyday life and to sit down with someone that you've been with for the last like 5 years or 4 years or whatever and decide if your relationship is worth it off a statement of this bird theory thing, like that's what we need to talk about, is like, you know, you can't just sit down and go, well, the internet said that I should leave you if I don't get the correct response from this. Like, or, and what I'm actually trying to ask is at what point do you think that people should be kind of sitting down and going, okay, maybe I do need to look at my relationship, like if I'm not comfortable in this, it's not something that came off the internet, is it something that I'm feeling?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, it could be a good springboard into questioning your relationship if you feel that this is something that maybe I want to utilise. But then instead of utilising this like neutral statement to try and get a gradient as to where you stand within the relationship or how the relationship stands, is to try and reflect on the relationship in a bigger context and trying to see it throughout the lifespan of it. Yeah. So really, I think it's about trying to sit down and have these very vulnerable conversations and equally questioning yourself and going, okay, if I look at my relationship throughout that lifespan, has my partner been curious about me when we've been out having dinner, you know, or over a few glasses of wine, or have they asked me general questions about my day and met me with some sense of awe and wonder and desire to have insight into me as a person. Equally, there's been good times, perhaps, hopefully. But the bad times, has my partner also met me with that sense of curiosity? Have they left me feeling affirmed and feeling good about myself? Have they listened to me and attempted to understand? And those are the bigger factors
than this one simple question. Stuff like this, for these like one simple questions, do you think that they just put a lot of pressure on people to perform? Like, do you think that that then affects a relationship?
Absolutely. I mean, yes,
that's it.
Absolutely. And that's a big part. I mean, that's a big part of social media, right? Performance as well.
And I know that we've spoken about this in depth, about like it being a highlight reel and it being just like the trailer of everybody's life. But how does this type of content kind of change the way we think, even though we know it's curated?
Well, this is the thing. Social media doesn't allow for critical thinking unless we give it space for that. And when our algorithm is constantly bombarding us with the same kind of videos, or if we're not giving it space to actually think about it, or if we're feeling pretty rubbish about ourselves anyway, that's what ends up happening. You know, we end up just creating space in our heads around what's going on.
Yeah, and in a bit of a rabbit hole then of trying to get down.
Completely, and it can leave us feeling really isolated and alone if we're comparing ourselves against somebody else's ruler.
So what we're taking from all of this, Aoife, is that we're throwing the bird theory out the window because it's not actually a theory.
It's not actually a theory. And has originated from a really well-known structured, but has just been manipulated in order to fit an agenda, which, you know,
Yeah, fair enough. Which, I mean,
which is what happens.
Which is exactly what's happened. Aoife, thank you so much for coming in to chat all about the bird theory, where it came from, how it ended up to where it is, and why we just need to take everything on the internet with a pinch of salt. That was Dr. Aoife Drury, who is a psychosexual and relationship therapist, and we'll be right back after these.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.